Gerard works in a shop below his house. His workspace looks like any other woodworking shop. There are tools lining the workbenches, stacks of wood and other materials sit in the corner, and the smell of yellow cedar, sika spruce, and other woods fill the air. During the day, Gerard spends his time in the shop building custom countertops.
Countertops and custom millwork. So my brother made these.
Gerard points to a couple of unfinished doors in the corner.
And that's some old growth yellow cedar from Southeast Alaska that was handpicked by the customer. And so none of that gets thrown away. Any scraps from this that are of a certain, as small as a ukulele, I will save it and repurpose it into an instrument.
Other than a few guitar cases on one of the workstations, there aren't many signs of guitar work. But that changes in the wintertime. After a long workday, Gerard returns to his shop in the evening or on weekends and slowly picks away at his next project.
It's something to stay stimulated with. And it's become a bit of an addiction.
Gerard's affinity for guitar making started about 7 years ago when he began performing in friends' bands. And he decided he needed a professional guitar. A Martin Dreadnought was his first choice, but they run about $3,000, something Gerard says just wasn't in the cards for him at the time.
I just kind of had an idea. I have this really great, fully outfitted woodworking shop, and I have skills. Maybe I'll look into building one.
Over that winter, Gerard and a friend each built a guitar in his shop, following only the steps from a book on guitar making. Gerard built his Martin D28 Dreadnought, complete with herringbone accents and a small herring skeleton on the headstock.
I thought the herring skeleton would be appropriate, especially since we live in the Maritimes, and we have herring here and fishermen and so on, so me being a little cheeky.
After the first build, another friend approached Gerard about making a guitar. And that annual tradition continued over the next couple of winters. Eventually, Gerard decided to pass on the skills he had learned. After his fourth build, he started taking on young guitar players from around Homer as students. Gerard works with one local teenager every Saturday each winter, and it can take 2 years to finish a build.
By the second winter, close to the end, the kids are twitching. They just can't wait to get strings on these guitars. And that's the real magical part. There's levels of that throughout the build, but toward the bitter end, they can sense that we're getting close.
Although Gerard has spent the majority of his time building acoustic guitars and a few electrics with his students, he has tried his hand at other instruments. He built his daughter a mandolin, and he's also interested in learning to build bouzoukis and citterns. Gerard says he may spend his grant money from the Rasmussen Foundation on learning to make those instruments.
I'm either going to do that, or the other choice that I sort of really want to do is to learn to build archtops. And I have contacted an instructor in Pennsylvania that I may go work with this winter.
Gerard says that will likely prevent him from taking on another student this winter, but he says whatever he chooses, whether it's violins or mandolins, he hopes to eventually pass on those skills too. Reporting in Homer, I'm Aaron Bolton.